Hello?
Or returning a phone call with you. And I just wanted to obviously conduct a recorded interview with you about yesterday's incident.
Yes.
So could you tell me what you witnessed yesterday?
We were in the lane, the left lane, going, I guess it's east. And I looked, we had just come out of the bank, and I looked to my left because I heard something. And I saw a police officer with his gun drawn and a man facing him with a knife, drawn, pointed at him. And he was yelling at the man, "Drop the knife, drop the knife." The man ran towards him, lunged and ran towards him. The officer shot, I think it was 5 times in the chest. And the guy kind of fell back and continued to run towards him with the knife drawn. The officer shot, I think, 2 more times, and the man fell face down in the street. The officer was handcuffing him, and when we pulled out.
Okay. Do you remember about, and this happened yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, so on December 16th, and do you remember about what time it was?
Oh, gosh. It was probably somewhere between 10 and 12.
Between 10 and 12. Okay. And then you said that you were pulling out of a bank parking lot. Could I ask what bank that was?
Wells Fargo. We had just pulled out of the bank and we were in front of the gas station.
Wells Fargo. And then the road that you pulled out onto, was that Daly or Carmen?
You know, I don't know the streets around there, so I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
It's where you get on the freeway.
Okay. So
we were headed back to the freeway.
Headed back to the freeway. Okay. And then you said that you were in the left lane. Do you recall how many lanes were in that road?
There was 2 or 3 lanes between me and the other side of the 3 lanes of traffic going the other direction. Between that and the sidewalk.
Okay. And where, when, as you were traveling past, where was the officer and the other individual?
The officer was facing the direction towards the freeway. The man was facing away from the freeway.
Okay. And were they in the street, on the sidewalk?
They were on the sidewalk.
On the sidewalk. Okay. And how do you know that there was an officer there?
Well, I saw the officer with his gun drawn pointed at the man.
Okay. Was the officer wearing plain clothes? Was he in uniform?
You know, I didn't realize he was an officer at first, so I'm not sure. But he identified himself.
And how do you know that he identified himself?
He said, "Police."
Okay.
Drop the knife.
Okay. So you heard him say, "Police, drop the knife."
Yes.
Do you recall how many times he'll drop the knife?
At least 3 times.
At least 3.
After I saw him.
Okay.
Because it looks like they've been there for a couple minutes.
Okay. And did you hear the other person say anything in return to the police officer?
No, I couldn't hear anything from the other person.
Okay.
But he had a wild look in his eye.
Okay. Could you describe the other individual to me?
He was white, kind of scraggly looking. I think he had kind of medium length hair, kind of curly.
Okay, do you recall the color of his hair?
I think it was kind of like a dirty blonde.
A dirty blonde, okay. Can you describe his clothing at all?
All I remember is he looked pretty scraggly.
Okay.
That's all I remember.
Okay, and I know you said the police officer had his gun drawn. How did you know it was a gun?
You could see it.
Okay. Do you recall the color of it or what it looked like?
No.
No.
It kind of was unsettling. And when I heard the shot, I thought they were like those fake bullets. That's why I didn't get as upset as David did at first, because I didn't think they were real bullets. I thought that they were the kind that just, you know, hit you hard and knock you down kind of thing.
Okay. And I know you said the other man had a knife.
Yes.
How could you see the knife?
No, but I saw him holding something up, pointing it at the officer.
Okay, how did you know it was a knife then?
Because the police officer said, drop the knife.
Okay, but you couldn't tell that what was in that individual's hand?
No, I couldn't.
Okay, did you know, or do you recall if it was in his left or his right hand?
I believe it was his right hand.
His right hand, okay. Do you know when all this was happening or taking place, where they were standing on the sidewalk?
Just kind of in the middle of the sidewalk.
Just in the middle? Do you know if it was north of Daly?
Okay. I had come out of Wells Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
It was on the opposite side of the street.
Okay. Okay, and then you guys were traveling back towards the freeway?
Right.
Okay, did you stop to watch this incident, or did you just happen to see this as you're traveling?
No, the light happened to be red, and we watched the whole thing take place before the light changed.
Okay, do you recall there was vehicles in front of where you were traveling?
No, there was no traffic in front of us at all.
So you were the first vehicle in the left lane?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, not at the light. There was a couple of cars in front of us at the light.
Okay, so
coming the other direction, there were no cars.
Okay, so at the time you witnessed it, you were just in traffic, stopped at a red light, and across the street you could see the officer and the individual.
Right.
Okay. All right, do you think the police officer was in fear for his safety?
Oh, yeah, he looked terrified.
Okay, and do you feel that the man who... the officer was talking to was acting aggressive or in an aggressive manner?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Do you think the officer, did what occurred to prevent himself from being injured?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Johnson.
I believe if the officer hadn't shot him, the officer would probably be dead.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you know about how far away you were from the incident?
Well... How wide are the lanes there? Because I was 2 to 3 lanes from him.
Okay, about 2 to 3 lanes away?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. And another question is, I know you said, if you could kind of repeat why you're in Ventura County, so I have this on our digital recording. You were down in Ventura going to a medical appointment?
Mm. I had just been released from the hospital.
Oh, okay. And which hospital was that, if you don't mind me asking? You were traveling in a vehicle with another gentleman, is that? And David was driving the vehicle, and where were you seated at?
In the front passenger seat.
In the front passenger seat, okay. And what type of a vehicle were you traveling in?
I don't remember what he has.
Okay, okay.
Mom, do you remember what kind of car David has?
Bob?
I think it was some kind of Toyota.
What kind of car did Dave drive?
It's a small Toyota.
A small Toyota, is it a sedan?
I don't think it was a Corolla. It's smaller than the Corolla.
Okay. Small Toyota vehicle. Okay. Was there... taking the time to allow me to call and interview you. If you have any other questions or if later something comes to mind, please give me a phone call and let me know.
Yeah.
If you remember anything else about the incident.
My mom was...
Still makes the news. I mean, nobody, wants...
Probably local, but not up here.
Okay, yeah. It I'm sure it was on the local stations.
Yeah.
Could I give you my phone number? That way, if something else comes to memory, you can call and let me know what else you remembered.
Yeah, just a second here. Let me get the paper up ahead. been taking care of catching up on all my paperwork.
I've been in and out
of the hospitals ever since October 21st.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that. Nobody wants to have to go through
Okay,
that.
What's your name?
My name is Chip, C-H-I-P,
mm-hmm.
and Cadman, C-A-D as in David, M-A-N. And then my phone number is area code 8. Office.
I'm sorry we didn't wait to talk to someone, but I've been so sick, and I literally thought that it was not real bullets.
No,
otherwise they
no,
probably
it,
would have stopped.
It, that's fine. I mean, you know, obviously people have, you know, other events in their life that they need to take care of and do, and if you're
well, yeah, we figured the place was going to be swarming in a few minutes, and we'd have a hard time getting away.
Yeah, it's not an issue, and, you know, we appreciate the fact you called in and let us know what you had witnessed and taking the time to allow me to talk to you today. So, you know, thank you for providing us with the statement.
Is there any way I'm going to be able to find out if the guy died?
It will be in the news. And I believe they have already released some of the information. If you get on the internet and look into the incident, I'm sure you'll be able to find out within today or tomorrow what has happened.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm just curious because it's very unsettling to see something like that, and I can see why people that go to war have such a
difficult time
with trauma.
Yeah, and you know, we're sorry that, you know, that this had to happen and that people had to witness it. But
I've never witnessed anything like that. I've never seen a gunshot.
Yeah, no, and it's definitely not something that people want to have to experience or go through. So,
yeah.
You know, sorry that you happened to be traveling past that.
But I'm glad I was. I'm glad you have some witnesses in case the officers ever challenge.
Oh, definitely.
You know, my family or anything, because he was absolutely doing the right thing.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and thank you for taking the time to talk with me.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.